Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
Since the Lord has been talking to me about His blood, I've not spoken of it more than maybe one teaching in a place. Never done a seminar, and it's so interesting to me that God opened this place to begin. I think that this is the doings of the Lord. You know, my son is a baseball coach. And he's coached on the university level and in the pro level and then the high school level. And my daughter was a basketball coach. And I know that I don't know too much about sports, but I have to know a little just to, you know, understand so that they're not speaking like Greek or something. Teams peak. You bring a team together and that team is going to peak at a certain time. And they want to have their team peak at state tournament time or the playoff time. I feel like we're just peaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And everything will all be brought together exactly on time in the time of God. And I just feel like we're there, don't you? Bless the Lord. Glory be to God. The glory of God, God's manifested presence, and God's glory is God manifested. In the Old Testament, oftentimes it would manifest as a cloud or a fire or smoke, but God so that you can see Him. And God's word promises that His church will be glorious or filled with glory before He comes. And that's been like the cry of my heart. That's been an avenue that the Lord has revealed to me for many years. I worked for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin for 10 years and edited his books and his magazine and taught in his school. And the Lord said to Brother Hagin way back in the early 70s, it would behoove you to find out every scripture in the Bible on the subject of glory. And so he did that. And when he did that, he started preaching it, and the glory began to manifest. Well, I figured if it would behoove him, it would behoove me. And so I started checking out all those scriptures, and at the same time, in our local church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, began teaching on it every Sunday morning. And God revealed this book to me that it's the story of the glory. The story of the manifest presence of God. And so that was my theme, my heart cry, and this morning we're going to study about the glory and the blood. The blood and the glory. I have to start with the glory. God told me, start this with the glory. We're really starting the meeting kind of Monday. But we have to precede it with this that we're going to give this morning. Now, the glory of God, ever since I came into the midst of Brother Hagin's company and the other great saints, many of whom have gone on to be with the Lord in the late 60s, I would hear these prophecies. And the prophecies would come that before Jesus came, our midst would be filled with His glorious presence. So much so that if someone came in the back door and they were maimed, they didn't have a leg, they didn't have an arm, an arm would grow, and a leg would grow. I remember the prophecies concerning like someone had had cancer, and they'd taken treatments, and they had no hair on their head, that suddenly all the hair would grow out before everyone's eyes. And that a man would be preaching. This was a specific one. A man would be preaching in Los Angeles. Television cameras would be trained on him, the TV of the world. Suddenly he would disappear, and at the same time, television cameras in New York City would pick him up, and the whole country would know that there had been a translation. Now, I had heard these prophecies when I came in from Brother Hagin, Papa and Mama Goodwin. Some of you will know these names, some of you won't. Great, spiritual, people of God. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, Sister Clara Grace, Brother Halverson, his prayers. And I tingled with desire to see this glorious church. And then I heard teaching in the 70s that the church was going to be like in a going down, 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 down. And that we were going to live in, we were going to have to go into hiding. We were going to have to live in caves. We were going to have to purchase kerosene heaters. And we were going to have to send in and get from them a $200 packet of survival food. And that didn't seem to match this glorious group that I heard prophesied about. For you see, the tabernacle was filled with God's glory. The temple was filled with God's glory. And now you are the temple of the living God. And the prophecy said that I heard our faces were even going to be changed so that they shone with the glory of the Lord when we walked in the streets. And that people who came close to us, like when they came close to Peter, would be healed. Not only would all the church go home with not feeble, one feeble among our tribes, but we would have affected the earth before we left. The early 80s came, and it seemed like in our meetings, they just became electrified, electrified, electrified. I remember the Holy Ghost seminars in Tulsa under the direction of Brother Hagin in 1980, 1981, 82, 83. And it seemed like we were just ready to glow. And then it seemed like things began to happen. We didn't see so much glory in the church. And we all knew it. Whether we talked about it or whether we didn't, our hearts knew. Well, I came here to this place to a minister's meeting in January. And Brother Copeland preached one night on the glory of God. Then Sister Gloria had requested that the people all sing songs about Jesus, about heaven, about glory, about the blood. And she picked out the songs and told them what to sing. And they did. We're going to be singing about the blood this week. All the week long, we're going to sing about the blood. And so they got up, and the glory of the Lord began to come in this place. And then Brother Happy Caldwell got up. All this place was packed with ministers. Brother Happy Caldwell got up, and he was supposed to sing, but he said, I can't sing. I've got to prophesy. And he began to prophesy about the glory of God and the glory coming in our presence and midst. Brother Jerry Savelle prophesied about the glory of God, and then I prophesied. You know, if you'd have been here that night, you could have prophesied. If you're saved, it was that way in this place. And I remember the Lord said, because I've had this question in my heart, what happened? And the Lord said to us 10 years ago and more, the glory of the Lord was at your doorstep, ready to come. But Satan, who walks in great fear and is so frightened of the glory of God, attacked the church and tempted you to sin. You see, God's presence is God's glory manifested, and sin and glory don't mix. When sin comes into the presence of glory, it reminds me of my neighbor's light. You know, the bug light. And those little bugs come up to that light, and they go, pff, 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 pff. It's my used-to-be neighbor. I'm glad I don't live next to that neighbor anymore, because I didn't like that sound. That's what sin does in glory. If this place filled with glory, and you came in here and you told a lie, you'd do the same thing Ananias and Sapphira did. You'd fry. And I saw that the greatest sin, when this prophecy was coming, the greatest sin the enemy had tempted us to was not walking in love one to another. And the Lord said in that prophecy, he had to withdraw his glory. But he said, now the time has come, and nothing can stop it. I got to get my hanky on this one.
Hallelujah.
Nothing. And the Lord said that night, the glory is going to begin to come in April in a way that you've never seen it before. And then it's going to increase and increase and increase more and more and more. And in April, there was a great meeting down in Florida. And things began to happen. And I'm seeing the glory of God. I'm seeing what I used to see. I'm seeing even more, sometimes in certain ways. Oh, and my heart is so happy. Oh, I almost feel like, you know, the whole thing has happened already. But at the same time, in the same breath, I have seen an attack from the enemy of God against the saints of God like I've never seen ever. And oft times from the wild blue yonder, just something out of nowhere, psing. And the last in my own family at the beginning of this year, some ungodly attacks came, things that you wouldn't even imagine could come. And I hadn't undergone an attack, and the enemy will attack you in different ways, you know. And my family, I'm just telling you, I love my kids. You know, I just love them. I take my daughters, my boys won't let me do it, and I rock them. I get them in a rocking chair and rock them. And one's 36. And one's 32. And I kiss those boys. I went by and visited one of them yesterday. And I got him down and smothered him in kisses. I love them. And when the devil tries to hurt them, and then I saw another people, attacks of the enemy. The last time that we'd had an attack in our family like this was in the early 80s. My lightning flask, best mind, like Brother Cap said, put it together. It's when the glory was coming. I have heard of brethren who love each other, who preach the same gospel for 25 years, falling out. I said, God, what is this? So he said, he has a way to put you in your place, doesn't he? He said, what days are these, the last days? Do you preach about, I preach about it all the time, Lord. That's what I always preach. Because the bottom line of all my preaching is, Jesus is coming soon. He said, all right, what did I tell you the devil would do in the last days? Everything's in the Word. Folks, everything. He'll always take you to the Word. So I went over to the book of Revelation. Turn there with me. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're Word people because we have about 300 scriptures this morning. No, I lied. If the glory gets big, I don't want it to.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.